USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Justice not served. That's what the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says after prosecutors dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett. After Smollett had initially been charged with falsely reporting he'd been the victim of a hate crime.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. You know, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Few details known about why the charges were dropped, as all records in the case have been sealed. The D.C. Court of Appeals giving the green light for the Trump administration's ban on transgender troops to take effect. The court yesterday officially dissolving a lower court injunction against the ban that's now set to take effect on April 12th. It imposes restrictions on military service for those diagnosed with gender dysphoria.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSFB excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
U.S. House lawmakers unable to overturn the president's veto of a resolution they'd passed to block his national emergency declaration at the border. Here's Wendy King with more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said, this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall.
Facebook continuing a crackdown on fake pages, removing another 2,600 accounts engaged in coordinated, inauthentic behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The FAA is investigating after a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 had to make an emergency landing just after takeoff yesterday. That type of plane is grounded from commercial flights after two deadly crashes of the same model killed hundreds in less than 5 months. But this one was on its way from Orlando to Victorville, California, for temporary storage. The crew reported an engine problem after takeoff. They were able to return safely. Southwest is sending all of its 34 MAX 8s to Victorville, where they will be inspected. A second guidance counselor at an Indianapolis Catholic high school set to lose her job after officials say Lynn Starkey said that they will not be renewing her contract for the 2019-2020 school year. That's because she's in a same-sex marriage. Starkey's lawyer says she has been with the school for 39 years before filing a discrimination complaint in November of 2018. This after another female teacher made national headlines for being placed on leave after 15 years because school officials there found out she is married to a woman. And Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly may be gone, but they're still going to be hitting the road together in an upcoming tour, the two rock legends to appear as holograms in the Rock and Roll Dream Tour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.